Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. And I don't usually bite. You can find me online at krausmusic.com. That's KRAUSSMUSIC.com. Or on Facebook at John Krause Music. And remember, as the late great Billy Shakespeare once said, if music be the food of love, play on.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paid Dropout Show. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
There you are, little lady. And thank you, madam. Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tap right up. Here they are, fresh roasted peanuts, popcorn, candied apple, and tap.
Before a broken door cast a shadow that leans to
the ground, hidden from the light in this hole. You're not strapped, but you can't get away.
Country music artist Gail O'Neill back with us. That'll be Australia time. It's going to be 11 a.m. What day? It'll be Thursday their time. So, yeah. Now, we have another show at Vegas Studio here in Athens, Georgia, June the 9th with Christy Isabel. She's out of Alabama, but now she does a lot of recording out of Nashville under Frank Green. If you know who Frank Green is, most people do. And let's see, now in July, we have another show with Jody DeMarco at Hartwell, Georgia. That'll be at Vegas Studio as well. So, yeah, if you want to do a live show with us at Vegas Studio, just hit us up on Facebook, or you can send an email to intercomradio@gmail.com. Those have been going really well at Vegas Studio. It consists about 2 hours. It makes for a long, it's usually on Sunday afternoons, but it makes for a long afternoon. About 40 minutes of an interview and then an hour of live music. And it's usually done Facebook Live, so if you haven't seen our other ones, our last show was with Scarlet Stitch. They are a local band, so check them out on Facebook. And our first show was with Steve Coffin with Probable Cause. They are Hartwell, Georgia as well, so... Yeah, moving right along, we appreciate everybody out there who supports our show, sharing our information, playing our music, and listening to our shows and calling in. Let's give out our call-in number, 646-668-8941. And I guess while I'm at it, we'll go ahead and give a shout-out to Michael Stover. He's MTS Management Group. We've done quite a few interviews with Michael's artists, so... We appreciate it, Michael. He's kept us going pretty much. I think we've done all interviews with all of his artists, so we're kind of... he's bringing in new artists now, so Michael stays busy, but we appreciate it, Michael. Michael has his stuff together. He sends me his artist emails with all the stuff I need to do a show with, so... That saves us a lot of time, so we appreciate it. So without further ado, I have on the line with me Bobby Dugan from The Vicks is my featured artist tonight. So, hey, Bobby, and welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Paige. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I know it's kind of hard to fit shows in, too, but at least it's call-in, and so it's a different... atmosphere altogether, right?
Yeah.
So I see Michael's been having y'all doing quite a few shows. Michael stays busy.
He stays busy and he keeps us busy, and we like it that way.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to go. So, as I was saying, Michael sends me all the stuff I need to put together y'all's shows, so we appreciate it.
I'm happy.
It's not very many even producers that send this. Michael's got it together.
Yeah, so, I agree 100%.
He sends us his electronic EPKs, and I mean, it's got everything. It's got your bios in it, your music. In that one email, anything you can think of is in that email. So, Bobby, usually the way I start things off is that I get my featured artist, which is you, to tell our audience about yourself. Go back however far you like and work your way into your music. So I'm going to hand it over to you.
Oh, right on. Thank you. Well, I'll start from where it all started. I got into music. I was like music, obviously, but my uncle, he bought me a guitar when I was like 11 or 12. And I played guitar before, but he got me an electric guitar, and that's what changed it. So I started just playing guitar like every single day, like to the point where my parents had to threaten to ground me. And then every time my uncle would come visit, he'd bring over recording equipment, microphones, and kind of show me how to use it, but I couldn't retain it. So he would come over for a day and show me and then leave. And then I'd be stuck there, and I had to try and learn how all this equipment worked. So I got really into recording, and then I decided that I wanted to go to school and learn to be an engineer. And I found a program that it taught recording, and it also had a big focus in performance. And I thought that was right down my alley since I always played. And when I was there the first day, I met the drummer of my band. Within a year, we had a group together, and we started writing and recording there at the studio available at our major. So then time passed, and I moved to Pittsburgh about a year ago, and we're just trying to take it as far as we can now.
Yeah, and y'all are writing this. Right? And a lot of hard work. So y'all are right in the vicinity of Michael Stover, PA. So nearby, huh?
Yeah. Yep. It worked out great.
And y'all are California, PA. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's where we all met. That's where we went down to school. And then we're based out of Pittsburgh now. But yeah, we all met down there, and then the leap to Pittsburgh was when it started picking up a little bit for us. So that's been cool.
Awesome. And so y'all have had some albums, and you just have released a few more EPs as well, right?
Yeah, we released a four-song EP titled Sparrow. I think it was back in, oh, God, I want to say 2016. I could be wrong. And then a year later, we put out a self-titled record. And then we kind of sat on it for a while, and then we got in the studio recently and decided to record these four tunes and try and these four were our first time in a pro studio. Everything else we kind of did at school with classmates and stuff. But this one was real cool, and we've been got to work with a producer, Brian Cole. Got to work at the studio where I'm learning at right now. So it was just beneficial for everyone. And through their connections, we got in touch with Michael, and now we're taking it as far as we can.
Awesome. Now, when you were going through school, is that the same? Is that the same? Is that the same? I can't even think.
You're good.
No, my mind just went completely blank. You ever had that problem?
Yeah, too many times.
All right. No alcohol involved this time. Studio is what I was trying to say, y'all.
Yeah.
Is that just now? That's what I was trying to say. When you were going through school and learning to do the engineer, now, was that like the intern through that studio, or did there work connections there?
Yeah, I mean, going through school, they taught us a lot of the basics. I really focused a lot on playing there too. And then I did an internship down in Nashville, and then when I graduated, I started going over to a studio here in Pittsburgh, and I decided, hey, this studio's got it going on. I like it a lot. And so we started just recording there, and I've been being kind of mentored there by the owner. And then so it's just been a wonderful experience. I've got to learn so much throughout our process and everything I get to sit in on and watch producers work and stuff.
Right.
So it's been beneficial for engineering. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's been great.
Because that is what you went to school for. So I'm sure that is.
Yeah.
But now it's nice, too, when you can find a studio where the producer does take his time with his artists and kind of mentor them, you know. Sometimes you don't get that quality.
Yeah, and that was one thing that we're really happy about. I think because I was kind of going there to learn. When we started recording there, our producer, Brian, he would really explain why he's doing certain things and kind of really show me the reasoning behind them and showing me before and after, and that stuff was just imperative. And we're writing now, and we keep it all in mind, stuff that we would have never even thought of, you know?
Right, I'm sure. Now, do you want to talk about your EP Sparrow now? How did it come together and what it took to put that EP together? Okay.
Yeah, I can talk about it. So I started the group with our drummer, and we were jamming out a few songs. I had a couple songs written, and then we started meeting other people. And then what happened was we did this Battle of the Bands competition at school, and we won it. And then the prize was your music would be arranged, and you'd play it with an orchestra of Washington Symphony Orchestra. It's right nearby California. So we got that opportunity, and we decided. So that was before we even had a record together. But we had a whole orchestra playing our music. They arranged a whole part for it, and we got to play with them. That was a huge start for us. Kind of a little unreal. But then we started right after that. We just got right into the studio. My roommate now, Evan Yester, is the guy that was engineering that, and we just recorded that right down in Cal, and then put it out. Try to get some shows in Pittsburgh after that.
Now, where do you come up with the inspirations of your songs? No, or did you like everybody else? It just comes to you.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. It varies with each song. A lot of the times, I'll start writing a song, and then I don't really have any preconceived, like, anything that I need to write about this. Usually I'll just kind of sing a melody or come up with some lyrics, and then they'll kind of dictate where I go next. And that's kind of how all the songs go. I don't like to have too much of an idea, because who knows, you know, you could write a line and now the song's taken on a whole new meaning and now it's going in a completely different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I do it. But there's always like a theme or something that is kind of underlying that, was usually kind of what it started with, but the story will change.
Awesome, and that's true. I had never thought of that, but it could take you in a whole different direction. I know sometimes artists have certain ways they write their songs, but yeah. Now, I know we played Fourth and Clay at the beginning. Do you want to tell us about that song?
Yeah. This one was actually pretty much, we kind of knew what it was going to be about before it even started. But one of the few. Well, we had a show in Jeanette, Pennsylvania. And we had to, which is like this, it's this old, I think it was either a steel or a coal town. But, excuse me, we had to kill like an hour and a half or 2 hours before a show. So we just started walking around this place. And there were murals all over the buildings and stuff. And you could tell it was a really nice place. But, I mean, everything at this point in time, it was a couple years ago, everything now was closed down, all the businesses were for sale, but there were still, like, a pretty solid number of people inhabiting the area. But on our walk, we just encountered, like, the most obscure and random people. You know, we saw a guy walking with a hunchback, which is not that weird, but I've never seen it before. You know, and we were walking past the people just screaming in the streets. And this town is just, it's a small town. Like, there, you wouldn't even expect to see anyone walking around. But we decided that it's weird because it used to be, you could tell it used to be a really nice place. But the street that we were playing on was actually Fourth and Clay. So we were like, oh, we have to write a song about this.
That's cool.
And you can, like, so in the, you can hear it in the lyrics. And there's in the verse, I say, Charlie's on the wall with James, Marilyn's feeling the scene. It's actually about this mural right on the corner there of James Dean, Charlie Chaplin, and Marilyn Monroe. And, yeah, so it's pretty cool. But, yeah, it was kind of sad, though, you know, just walking around seeing this town, because you could tell it used to be really popping and it was thriving, but now it was just kind of, just barren and kind of
deadened out.
Yeah, broken down.
Wow. You know, and that's a shame because, I'm out of Athens, Georgia, and we've had a lot of music history here, too. And I just hate to see the music industry, we call it, you ever heard, go to pot? You know?
What's up?
Have you ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
Well, just filter away, you know, and it being nothing you know, happening or going on in the town anymore. That the music is just dying out, you know. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's weird because, like, it'll change parts of the town, but when it leaves, you know, that those parts and stuff are all still there. But, you know, that really good energy isn't, you know.
It's gone. I know, and, you know, I hate to see that in any town, really, but is there something we can do to change that, you know? I mean, just letting all this good music and the singer-songwriters in it just filter away. So, I don't know. It's the same way everywhere,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
It is, really. But we're trying to change things over here. Even our venues, you know, it's just... I said maybe it's the era. You know, we're going... It's our next generation. So what do we do to preserve this next generation into the music scene?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I even see it. Not a lot of... Less people, I think, go out to live, at least in around here. I mean, I'm sure it's different. But around here in the smaller towns, it just seems people don't really have an interest in local shows, which I get, but, you know, it's kind of a shame.
That's right. And I think a lot of times, too, the promotion, you know, the public relations, you really have to promote the venues and things, and that's what I tried to start doing here. But I'm located in Athens, so that's kind of easier for me to do, you know. But I would hope anywhere else people would show an interest in their local music. I mean, gosh, what would life be without music? Right?
Yeah, and, you know, it discourages younger musicians, too, you know. There's not as much excitement, you know, if they're not seeing... kind of, if they don't have idols and people to look up to, you know?
Yes. And so, like, now, our now generation, yeah, but the coming up generation, that era, I just don't know. Well, and, you know, now we have electronics. Now we have electronics. So, I think that really has put a damper on our music as well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you can see any concert anywhere.
Right.
Without having
all over the world. Yep. All over the world. So, I don't know. We'll see. Now, I know I played one of your songs. Let's see, was it The Proud? Let's see what I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, Proud. Do you want to talk about that song?
Yeah, this one, I don't have as much on this one, but, I mean, I wrote that one when I was actually, I did a summer down in Nashville, and I don't know where it came from, but I was trying to write, like, a Lana Del Rey-esque sort of tune, but it turned into something different. But, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, I guess, about someone kind of unable to really take a step back and examine themselves and analyze themselves, you know? That's kind of the general theme of it.
Cool. Now, do we want to play another song? Let's play Green Tea Letters. Do you want to tell us about that song?
Yeah. I mean, that one got the name. I was drinking green tea. I was just sitting at my home up in Erie, PA. That's where I'm from initially. And I don't know why, but Green Tea Letters just kind of sounded, like, pretty cool. And then the song, I don't know, it just kind of adapted this whole story and stuff. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Let's play it and hold on the line, and we'll come right back, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Here we go.
After all the letters sent, I just assumed you'd read a few. Carefully sealed, perfect addresses, I spilled green tea on the glue. Are you feeling what I'm feeling? Is your heart heavily beating along? Are all your days spent reading poetry with optimistic views? Does the time seem to go slower? Like the sun wants to refuse to settle down on the horizon. Are the stars no longer playing their song? Still you're all so hesitant to find out. Time out there, refuse to stand and leave. But down inside, you still believe. Perhaps those preachy letters were wrong. Carefully sealed, perfect addresses. I spilled green tea on the glue. Are you feeling what I'm feeling? Is your heart heavily beating along?
You are listening to the Paige Roberts Show on the Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 646-668-8941 tonight. I'm talking to Bobby Duggan of the Vicks. Now, Bobby, your band name is actually called the Vicks Indie Rock Quartet, right?
No, we're just the Vicks. That would be cool, though.
Well, we always add to it, right?
Yeah. Hey, maybe if we encounter some trademark troubles, we'll have to switch it.
Right. Now, how did you come up? Because that's not y'all's last name, right? How did you come up with the Vicks?
No, it's not. So we were riding in a boat, and our drummer had a hat on, a Vic Firth hat, and he was on a inner tube being towed by the boat. And he was standing, or kind of on his knees on it, and the wind blew it off. So we turned all the way around, and we found it. We just got it right before it was sinking. And then, of course, he put it back on, and then we started the boat up again and moving. And then it blew off again, but this time it sunk, and we never found it. So in honor of his hat, we called ourselves the Vicks.
That's cool. I like hearing how our bands come up with their names. You know it. But that's interesting too. More than it fits, you know.
Yeah, we're really going for the Vapor Rub sponsorship. That's our
is
angle.
Is that what it is? Hey, we will send them in a review, right?
Yeah.
Hey, critics. They get instant advertisement.
Yep.
Don't know it. Right? Yep. Now pay us our money. No, I'm kidding.
We'll shoot them an invoice.
Yeah, see how many times we have promoted your product? Awesome. Now, where do you want to go next? What's next for y'all?
We're constantly writing, so we want to keep recording, obviously. We're looking to try and set up a tour here soon and really start getting out to some other cities. So that's kind of on our radar right now. We're still trying to iron out some details and figure that out. But that's what we'd like to do.
Awesome.
We got some, we also have the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're doing some stuff with them for TV.
Great.
So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, for TV.
Mm-hmm.
For TV, you said?
We're going to do a live video shoot for them on Saturday, actually. So that's
cool.
We're excited about that one.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But, yeah, we really, touring's the big one we want to kind of try and start looking to do and really spread out. Because we're starting to do pretty well here in Pittsburgh, but we think we could be kind of growing a little more, too.
Awesome, yeah. Maybe do the Star Spangled Banner. You know, that's what a lot of people do is.
Someone was just telling me about that. Actually, I don't know if I want to do that because I'd be the one to mess it up.
Well, not if you practice, Bobby.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, y'all would sound awesome, and especially if it was a cappella, right?
Yeah, we'd have to iron that out, but we can make it happen.
Awesome. And if you do, you have to let me know. But I'm brave, so you must know.
Yeah, we'll get
not Atlanta brave. But now, I know you're working on another project, too. Do you have any kind of time frame as to when that might be happening?
Oh, no, we're just kind of writing right now, trying to just get as much stuff together as we can and then hit the studio. I mean, no, we don't have a time frame. As soon as we can,
well,
I'd say.
Well, that's kind of a time frame, I guess. You get enough,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Now, I know I have one other song, and that's Leona Lovegrove. Now, is this somebody you know?
Actually, this one's a pretty cool story. I was down in Florida with my family a few years ago, and there's this artist. I'm a huge Beatles fan. Most of the bandmates are as well, like massive Beatles fans. We were down in this little island called Mount Lachey, and we were walking around, and we found this artist's shop, and it was just Beatles art everywhere, paintings, sculptures of just Beatles. And her name was Leona Lovegrove. And I actually forgot. I thought it was Leona. And then I went home and I'm like, oh, that name is so cool. You know, it has to be about just some girl that's going to, you know, mess up your life. Like some girl you can't handle. You know, and so that's where, yeah, I just thought the name, you know, the name kind of made me think of that. So that's where this song came from.
Awesome. Now I bet Leona doesn't know that this song is in production.
We've been trying to show her it, but she hasn't heard it yet. Maybe I might be going down to Florida soon. Here, I'm going to try and maybe give her a CD or something.
Yes, and let her know that song is her name. That would be cool.
Yeah,
I think.
She, her name inspired it. Yeah, we had someone else. Message our band Instagram account whose name was actually Leona Lovegrove. So the artist's name is Leoma with an M, but I messed up and I thought it was an N. But But then we had someone actually message our band's Instagram account, and they were like loving it, freaking out about the song, and we're like, wow, that's so cool. There's an actual Leona Lovegrove out there.
Inspired. Yeah. I like that. And, you know, that's how I meet people all the time, by getting names wrong. Singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it is. Mine just here recently. And it was actually through Andreas Carlson, and he is international, too. I can't think of
where
he is out of. And I spelled his last name, I left the S, it's Andreas, right? Not Andrea.
Yeah.
And so that's how I was found. And she was a girl. He's a he, but she was a girl, Andrea Cross.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, now, we don't read by accident, do we?
Mistakes can be productive, you know? Look at that.
Yeah, they can. That's what she said. That's a pretty awesome little mistake. And one new friend, right? Wow.
Yep.
And I can't think of where she is from, but she might be PA too. I can't remember. But it's cool. And I've met quite a few people that's like that. So
that's awesome.
Mhm. I have met all kinds of people, but that's what's so fun. Out of all of this, I think that's the most best thing that I have met people is through other people. So
mm-hmm.
We're all connected, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And music. So I think that part's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, so you're not playing, you don't have any kind of venue that you're doing next then, right?
Excuse me?
So you don't have any kind of venue that you're coming up next but the Pirates. That's going to be interesting. Will you be showing, or is that going to be after y'all do that?
We got some shows in Pittsburgh and stuff, but yeah, we got that Pirates thing coming up. But then we're just going to be playing around Pittsburgh, and then we're trying to kind of try and set up a tour, at least some weekend shots to some places.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. But I think we'll go out with Leona Lovegrove. I like that song. Now, I like that Fourth and Clay song, too. Because I like all
Thank
of
you.
Them. I do like
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I don't have a just a regular, like, music show where I play music. I said I should, and I have been trying. I'm actually trying to move my network yet. I just haven't had time to work on it. There's always something to
mm-hmm.
do. Mm-hmm. And we'll be going live. I'm probably going to keep Blog Talk Radio. I just don't know yet. But I don't know if you heard at the beginning. Y'all, half the time my music don't want to play on here, and it's just been one thing after another. But
yeah,
we'll see. It'll work out, I hope.
I'm sure it will.
Well, it's been nice talking to you, Bobby. Well, I guess we did talk about your band, didn't we? Time and how y'all came together.
Yeah, we chatted a little bit.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great.
You're welcome. When you get through with your next project, maybe we can have you on and you can talk about your music then when you get that done.
Yeah, I'd love to.
So I'm hoping, like I said, when I have my network moved, I need somebody to help me move my network. But I'm telling you, I need a master scientist, I think. Not a mad scientist, a master scientist.
I don't know if I could help you there.
Maybe a mad scientist, Bobby. That might even work. That might be better.
Yeah.
Cool. But Yeah, we'll be back here tomorrow night, 8 p.m. with Gail O'Neill. They're Australia. You know, we're internationally known. So we appreciate everybody that helps us out there sharing our music and sharing our events and things like that. So, So I guess we'll see you out on. Well, do you want to give out where they can find your social media networks?
Yeah. So if the big two, we kind of use are Facebook and Instagram. We're real big on Instagram. Facebook is at the Vix Band, and Instagram is at the Vix Official. And you can find our music on Spotify, iTunes, any major music distribution website, player, all that.
Awesome. And we'll share it out there on our Facebook. I try to keep all of our music uploaded on Reverb Nation, right? But, like I said, there's always something to do. I'm behind. I guess I shouldn't be telling all that out here on my podcast. But, hey, anyway. But let's go out with your Leona Lovegrove. Bobby, and I want to thank you for coming on tonight and talking to me. I've had fun talking.
Yeah, Paige, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
All right. Y'all have a good night. And like I said, we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I think, on Intercom Radio Network. So thank you again, Bobby.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all. Here we go.
Just my type. I'm thinking of a color, but it's my own.
Hey, y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.